Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, potato growers in Queensland's far north are suddenly in hot demand as drought-stricken paddocks in the country's south fail to deliver. South Australia produces 80% of Australia's potatoes, but extreme weather and drought across the southern state have caused widespread supply and quality issues. Queensland growers are receiving about $10 more per 15-kilogram box, reaching a record high price due to market demand. And Australia's largest coal producer has been approved to clear 16 hectares of koala habitat by the Queensland government. Mining giant BHP Mitsubishi Alliance says it is walking away from its Central Queensland project because of the state's coal royalties are too high. The Saraji East mining project proposed southwest of Mackay was granted conditional approval by Queensland's Environment Department this week. However, the mine expansion would still need federal government approval. In national news, 63,000 homes across New South Wales are still without power after a storm halted trains and damaged homes on Wednesday. Fire authorities have set in a total fire ban while crews inspect power lines before restoring power for bushfire prevention. Multiple schools across the state remain closed today while volunteers from New South Wales SES respond to over 2,000 calls for help in the last 24 hours as the cleanup begins. Residents west of Dubbo reported entire roofs being blown off homes and sheds, meanwhile temperatures remain in the 30s for large parts of the state. In other news, a council in South Australia has raised concerns about a big battery project taking up prime agricultural land. The developer Tag Energy says it's the most affordable way to bring renewable energy to the area with a 600 megawatt hour battery energy storage system. It would be among the largest battery projects in Australia if approved, bringing in investors due to the lack of renewable energy projects in South Australia's southeast. The council's concerns surround the use of agricultural land, potentially causing groundwater contamination, raising the local fire risk and impacting local roads. In international news, two National Guard members were shot near the White House on Wednesday. The state governor wrote on social media that both had died, but later stated they were, quote, conflicting reports about their condition. US President Donald Trump said the shooter, who he referred to as a, quote, animal, was severely injured and would pay a steep price. Police and emergency crews have rushed to the area in Washington, D.C., where National Guard members from multiple states have been on patrol since August. For weather today, we have an extreme heat warning here in Brisbane, so stay indoors where you can and stay hydrated. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 37 around 1 p.m. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all the news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.